Morning, Carl. I wonder if you could just introduce yourself first of all for the tape.
I'm Carl. I work at Bankstown Lidcombe Hospital, New South Wales, Australia.
And you're a physiotherapist?
I am a physiotherapist.
Okay. Now, for the purposes of recording this story about implementation, could you start by telling what research findings you've been implementing?
Evidence-based practice has been part of our in-service program that we hold every 2 weeks, probably for the last 10 years or so. And so we've considered a number of questions over those years, including strength training, treadmill training, stretching strategies for both upper limb and lower limb, early hospital discharge processes and the evidence in relationship to those, with the view of considering whether we should change our practice. And of those, probably the major ones currently that we're involved in are sitting balance training and also treadmill training.
And the sitting balance training and the treadmill training, is that findings from single trials or from systematic reviews or from guidelines?
The treadmill training, there's stronger evidence now. Currently, there's a recent systematic review from 2010 which does give us a little more information about the efficacy of treadmill training and also some high-quality randomised control trials. And the sitting balance is primarily based on two high-quality randomised control trials.
Okay. And your population is stroke, is that
primarily
correct?
Stroke, although the evidence-based sessions involve both stroke and a mixed rehab population.
Okay.